This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, Dave Petrowski, to the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, world's largest disco time again at the convention center. How frenetic has it been the last few days getting everything set up?
It's been great. Great. We had a great head start yesterday at the Turkey Trot, and we're going to finish setting up today, and our guests are flying in, and everything's going really well.
Dave, this is a lot more than it seems on the surface. It's more than just wigs and bell bottoms. When I spoke to you earlier this week, you were at the convention center. I think that was Tuesday. What is the load in like for maybe props that you guys bring in? How long does that process take at the convention center?
It takes us about 10 days. We have 22 tractor trailers full of sound, light, and 70s furniture. And let me tell you, those couches aren't light.
I can't imagine. And who are some of the guests that are going to be joining you this year?
Well, unfortunately, we don't announce the guests until the morning of the event. So I can't tell you yet. That's been a tradition for about the last 25 years.
What are some of the guests who we've seen in the past 25 years?
Oh, God. Well, first of all, the guests have changed dramatically over time because now most guests from the 70s are in their late 70s. And it's very difficult to get them to do things like this, especially when most of them live on the West Coast because they worked and retired in California. So we've tried to make it more of a pop culture event. We'll have somebody from the 70s, but then we'll also have celebrities because from the 80s, 90s, maybe even 2000s, because the demographics of our event have changed. People that went for this is our 31st year, and people that went for years 1 through 15 finally retired, and their spot has been taken up by somebody that's younger, someone between 21 and 25. And honestly, they don't know any of those celebrities. So, you know, we can put up people like, you know, David Cassidy and Laverne and Shirley, and they don't know who they are. So we thought we'd find some people that were maybe a little bit more age appropriate.
You know, despite that, you know, guest aging over the years, how has the response been from those younger folks coming? I remember last year, this is far back, but you had made mention before to us that it's the grandsons and granddaughters of the former attendees or people who watched television, listened to music back in the day, the sons and daughters of the folks who have gone to the world's largest disco. What has the response been from the younger generation as they come in?
It's been tremendous. You know, this year's event sold out the first weekend in August in less than an hour. So, unlike their parents that somewhat can be technology challenged, the younger generation gets right on and gets those tickets right away. So I think it's well received. We're just really fortunate that people still want to come.
And the event, just as you mentioned, just sells out so quickly. Why is it that demand for these tickets is so high every year?
Well, hopefully they have a good experience and they want to come back. The other thing is, you know, Buffalo has a tremendous reputation for giving. And, 100% of the money we raise goes to charity. And, I think we're all proud. It's a 100% volunteer group. And, you know, we just crossed the $8 million mark, so we've given away $8 million. So it's at the end of the day, you know, you can go out, you can get dressed up, everybody laughs at each other when they see them, and smiles all night, smiles on the dance floor, and when they walk out the door at the end, they know they did something fun, but something really good for the community.
And I've noticed that every single dollar, no matter it's the price of the ticket, the cost of a drink, the tips, they all go to charity.
Yes, after we obviously reach our expenses. I guess when I say that there's no paid people, so the staff, the charity, everyone involved with the event, no one gets paid. We still have bills because, you know, people,
right?
Sound, light, whatever, and trucking. And but yes, all the tip money, all that stuff goes back right to the charities.
Dave, how long have you been doing the World's Largest Disco?
So the original World's Largest Disco was held in 1979, and that was the largest disco event in the world at the time. People came from all over. And we started it again in 1994. So this will be our 31st year.
And I know, as we mentioned earlier, the event sells out of the convention center within an hour of the tickets going on sale. But has there ever been thought about moving it from the convention center to a larger venue?
I would tell you that physically I'm incapable of doing it twice. So the only option we have would be a larger venue, and there isn't one. You know, the convention center floor is actually larger than the floor at the arena. And it's just a great building for what we do. We're in there pretty tight, but at the same time, it works. And it's great because all the hotels are around and they're all sold out. And, you know, it's an event, I think, that spurs on additional revenues for people in our community, which is also a big win.
Circling back to maybe the clientele that attend, I'm on your website right now, and the picture right up front, it's a group of young folks, have to be in their 20s. What do you think is kind of, what appeals about the 70s so much, or that the disco era to people nowadays? It's been so everlasting ever since, you know, the whole disco is dead. It's still persisted, that whole culture of the 70s. What is it that's so appealing to young people today, do you think?
Well, I think a lot of times people can't believe what actually took place in the 70s, and there was a lot of freedom, and, you know, the world has changed. The styles, they certainly come and go, and, you know, we're back to almost the styles of the 70s again. So, you know, if you look at sport coats and things, collars get really wide, and then they get really narrow, and then they go back to really wide again. You know, bell-bottom pants, I mean, so... I think they like it. It's fun. It's, you know, it's easy.
You know, I agree with you there, because just from stuff I see on social media, that style's coming back into fashion. I think people kind of want to maybe relive that past, or pretend they're living in it. But I definitely get what you're saying there, because I see it scrolling through my feed a lot.
And Dave, tickets for next year's disco, because I know it's sold out this year. When do the tickets go on sale for next year?
So we notify everyone that's ever bought a ticket to the event, and that'll be sometime in July. And right around the last week of July or the first week of August, that's when we'll go on sale again next year.
So to get on the mailing list, you got to buy a ticket.
Actually, they can go to our website now and join the mailing list for next year if they'd like.
All right. Sounds good. WorldsLargestDisco.org.
It's WorldsLargestDisco.com.
WorldsLargestDisco.com. All right. Dave, great seeing you early in the week. Thanks for joining us this morning.
I appreciate it. And we'll be listening for the next 48 hours to your weather report. So bring me some good news.
Absolutely. We're hoping for it. That's Dave Petrowski from the World's Largest Disco.